Hello and welcome to the Bible readings. Today we are in John chapter 5, 16 to 30. So let's read. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you'll be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all who may honour the Son just as they honour the Father. Whoever does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him. Truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who has sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and now has come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has himself life in himself, he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." It's quite a dense passage, quite a difficult to understand passage in many ways, but essentially what's going on here is, firstly, Jesus has said some things that make it obvious that he is God, that he and the Father are one. That's in verse 18. And even the Jews can see that what he's done means that he is telling everyone that he is God. So they're not happy about that. And then in the next little section, it tells us that the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give life. And so as Christians, we are called, we've been chosen before creation. It's a very encouraging doctrine that we have been elected, we have been chosen. It's something that as Christians, we know that, okay, we chose God, but actually he chose us. And then in the next section, it talks about that God has given us that. It's all grace. It's all grace, essentially. But then the last section is a little bit perplexing because it says those that have done good will rise to live, but those who have done bad won't. And you've got to connect that with the bit before where it's God that chooses us. It's God's grace that saves us. It's not our works. It's not the fact that we've been good that saves us. It's the fact that God has chosen us. We've chosen God. We've believed in him, as it says in verses 21 to 24, that saves us. It's not our works. But actually what he's also saying is that alongside justification, the fact that God's forgiveness goes with that, us purifying our lives and becoming more like Jesus, sanctification. You know, they go together. You know, someone who's forgiven lives a godly life. Someone who has been saved by God lives a godly life. And that's why he can then say, those who have done good will rise to live. Those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. Without grace, we're all evil, be condemned. With grace, we will be saved. But we need to be people that live the way that God wants us to live. So, Father God, thank you for this passage. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, that you are God. Thank you that you have chosen us, that you have saved us. Thank you that you are changing us to be more like you. Lord, empower us by your Spirit to be more holy day by day. In Jesus' name, amen.